I know in the bulletin it calls for Psalm 119. I'm not going to read Psalm 119. It has 176 verses. We'll give you a little bit of trivia, though. 118 is the exact center of the Bible, and it sits between the shortest psalm and the longest psalm. So now you got a little bit of trivia you can take with you. Psalm 119 does talk a lot about God's Word. And if your Bible is one that's kind of got things broke up that way, you'll notice that it'll say, deal bountifully with your servant so that I may live and observe your word. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. And just on and on. Each section of that talks about God's word. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Just like the well-known quote, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path," from Psalm 119:105. Word, the word of God, is extremely important. We need to listen to the word of God a lot more than we probably do. We are living in an age of information overload, communications in so many different ways. We've got social media, we've got email, we've got television, iPods, blogs, websites, all these different matters of providing information and keeping track of one another. We post things like, "I'm at such and such a restaurant," or "I'm traveling down this road," and everybody wants to know what everybody's doing. And we're overloaded with communications and information in this 21st century. But we need to realize that even though we are in this situation, this information age, God still wants to talk to us. God still wants us to hear His voice in amongst all the chatter that we are exposed to on a daily basis. And God's not limited to one particular method of communicating with us. There's all kinds of different ways that He communicates with us. Sometimes you hear Him whisper in your ear. Sometimes you read a passage out of the Bible that you just needed to hear that day. Or the devotional that comes out this morning may be something that applies to what's about to happen to you that day. God has many different ways to talk to us. And we need to listen. And we need to study His Word. And you notice I didn't say read His Word. I said study His Word. You have to study the Bible. You can't just read it lightly and let it pass. You have to understand what is going on in the different situations in the Bible and what they're really talking about and how the way they express things according to the way they understand in their culture, how that compares to the way we would understand it in today's culture. And the sad thing is there's more Bibles in print today than there's ever been. There's more Bibles in homes today than there's ever been. Yet there are millions and millions of people that suffer from spiritual starvation. They could not tell you what was in that big family Bible that sits on the coffee table. They probably never open it. And the sad thing is most people in our society don't know what's in the Bible. They did a little survey and found that 82% of the people thought that the quote, "God helps those who help themselves," came directly from the Bible. It does not. I've got a book in the office that lists all the different misquoted verses in the Bible, but people will swear by them. They'll say, "Well, all that comes right out of the Bible." No, they may allude to that, but that "God helps those who help themselves" is not in the Bible. 63% could not even name the four Gospels. 58% could not name half or more of the Ten Commandments. Another 58% did not even know Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. 52% did not know the book of Jonah was in the Bible. They just thought it was a neat little story. 39%, believe it or not, did not know Jesus was born in Bethlehem. 30% did not know that there were 12 apostles. We have a terrible lack of understanding of the Bible in our society today, and even in some of our churches. There was a little Bible study class, young children, and the teacher said, "Who went into the lion's den and came out unhurt?" little boy in the back of the room blurts out, "Tarzan." And that's the problem we are facing in our society today. We don't know the Bible. We don't teach our youth the Bible like we should. And the prophet Isaiah says, from God, "I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something alien." The people of Israel treated God's word like it was alien. And we tend to do that today as well. Alien in the Israel society, they had no place there. They couldn't vote, couldn't make a decision, weren't really thought much of, couldn't possess anything. They were alien. And that's how the Bible's been treated. God says, "You've treated my word like an alien." And we need to do better than that. We should not be ignoring God's word. We should be studying God's word. There are too many believers that don't know the Bible, that are living zoned out lives without realizing that the answer to a lot of the things that they wonder about life are right here in this book. If you would study it cover to cover. And it's not that hard to do. But there are a lot of people that their extent of Christianity is Sunday morning worship. And that's it. They don't read their Bible. They couldn't tell you what's in the Bible. And that is a sad, sad situation. We should be reading our Bibles on a daily basis. Not just every once in a while. On a daily basis, we should be reading our Bible. We should know our Bibles. They interviewed over 5 million students around the United States, and they were asked why they didn't read the Bible. And they fell into three different categories. There's a category of, "I don't know where to begin." Then there was, "I don't see its relevance in today's world." And then there was the third group, "I don't know how to find things." Well, the first one, I can tell you, it's easy to begin. Start at the beginning. Whether you start at the beginning of the Old Testament, the beginning of the Bible, or you start at the beginning of the New Testament and go from there. It's easy to find a place to begin. And as far as relevance, the living Word of God is as relevant today as it was when it was inspired by God and written down. And how to find things? If you're looking for something in the Bible and can't find it, Google it. I mean, how difficult is it to find something that you're looking for? So we're going to talk about some of these issues this morning and about how we should listen better to God by reading God's Word. We need to, first of all, appreciate the Bible. The psalmist makes an amazing statement about the Bible in 119:89. "Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens." The word for "stands firm" literally means fixed or established in one place. Jesus put it this way, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will never pass away." From Matthew 24:35. This is the only book that you're going to see in heaven. It's the only book that is needed in heaven. It's really the only book that is needed today for our lives, to know how to live our lives. That is a living manual of how to live your life. We have to appreciate the miracle of the Bible. There's 40 different authors in a book that was written starting about 1400 BC. The last book of the Bible, not including Revelation, was written by Paul in about 70 AD. So there's a book that is written by 40 different authors over a period of about 1500 years in three different languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, on three different continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe. And some man reason we divided it into the Old Testament and the New Testament. Just like we've got chapter and verse. When these things were originally written, they were not written in chapter and verse. In fact, the Greeks, I think I've mentioned before, it's been a while, they would do run-on sentences. They were an English teacher's nightmare. The only time they would ever start a new sentence was if it had a formal name or they were starting a new idea. But we decided we were going to break that up into chapter and verse. And that's why you'll notice in different translations, the chapters and verses may fall slightly different. That's a man thing. We did that. God didn't do that. There are 300 explicit quotations in the New Testament taken from the Old Testament. There are 4,000 references to the Old Testament in the New Testament. The Bible, whether you want to believe it or not, is from cover to cover about Jesus. Starts in Genesis and goes all the way to Revelation. It's all about Jesus. John says, "You diligently study the Scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life." And that's a good reason for reading the Bible, because we need to know about this eternal life that we're all moving towards. But too many people think that as far as Jesus is concerned, it starts at Matthew. And that is not the case. The prophets talked about Jesus. Genesis talked about Jesus. We need to study our Bibles. In fact, in Luke, it says, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he," Jesus, "explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning himself." Jesus said that. Starting with Moses and all the prophets about himself. The whole Bible is about Jesus. It's about our salvation. Because from the very beginning, mankind fell, and God knew he was going to have to fix it. And he knew he was going to have to send his son. So the whole Bible is about Jesus. It's about our salvation. We also need to assimilate the Bible. We need to, as Psalm 119:18 puts it, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law, in your word." We may see wonderful things. There are treasure troves of information in the Bible. And you might read the Bible today, a particular chapter and verse, and it mean one thing. You read the same thing tomorrow or next week, and it might mean something else. That's why it's a living word. Because God speaks to us through the Bible. But you have to read the Bible to get the information, to get the messages from God. And it's be an easy thing to do. Just get your Bible out in the morning when you're drinking your coffee or whatever and read it for 15 minutes. For most people, average reader, if you read your Bible 15 minutes a day, you would read the whole Bible in a year. If you would do away with that 30-minute television show that really doesn't mean anything and read your Bible, you could read through it twice a year. But you have to commit to doing that. You need to commit yourself to reading the Bible. Do you know back when the Israelites decided they needed a king, God said, "Okay, fine." But God also said, "The king shall write for himself on a scroll a copy of the law taken from the priests who are Levites. And it is to be with them, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees." From Deuteronomy 17, 18, and 19. God said, okay, in order to rule properly, in order to be a good king, you need a copy of the Bible, which wasn't called the Bible at the time, is a bunch of manuscripts. You need a copy of that sitting next to the throne. You need to read that daily. You need to know every word in that. And we should be the same way. We should know every word in that Bible. Now, I don't mean you need to memorize it from the beginning to the end, but you need to know what's in that Bible. In order to properly live through your daily lives, you need to know the words of the Bible. So we should be reading it every day. It's funny, you might talk to some people and say, oh, I know the Bible cover to cover. But when you really start asking them, they've never read the Bible cover to cover. We need to be doing that. We need to set aside time to read the Bible cover to cover. We also need to personalize the Bible. And the way you personalize the Bible is you commit it to your heart. Write it on your heart. The things that you read in the Bible, the things that you study and try to understand, you should commit them to your heart. And then you should ask yourself, what does this passage say? What are they talking about? What are the circumstances behind what I'm reading? What was going on at the time? How did the culture at the time look at this, and how can I apply that to my daily life? What does this passage mean? What was the author trying to accomplish when he wrote those inspired words? What does it mean to me personally? What does the living Word of God mean to me personally? And then finally, how am I going to respond to what I just read? So you've got to read it, put it on your heart, understand its meaning, and do what it says. So when I say memorize the Bible, I'm not talking about memorizing it cover to cover. I could tell you a funny story about that, but I won't. What I mean is you should memorize, put to your heart, to your memory, certain verses in the Bible, those that might mean something personally to you. Because if you do that, then you can basically take the Bible with you everywhere you go, even if you don't have the written copy of it. Because when situations come up, you can think to yourself in your mind, oh yeah, the Bible says, and it might help you in that situation. So I don't mean that you need to memorize the Bible from cover to cover, but it is essential that we know what is in the Bible and memorize parts that are personal to you. Then the main thing we need to get from this is we need to put the Bible into use. Obey what it says. Just like the song says, trust and obey. What did it tell you to do? Are you going to do it? Or are you going to ignore it like we talked about last Sunday? God talks to us through the Bible. But we need to apply what the Bible says. Psalm 119 verse 9 says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. And that doesn't just apply to young people. How can you keep your way pure? By living according to God's word. So I put a lot of emphasis on studying the Bible. I don't tell people read the Bible. I tell you study the Bible. Because you can't just gloss over it. You have to understand what it says. Just like James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Be not hearers only, but be doers. Do what it says. Before you make any serious decision in your life, before you decide to go one way or the other, you should pray about it and read your Bible. It's a personal thing. It can get you through those stormy times in your life. It can be your compass when you get into those ethical situations where maybe we shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't. But you've got to understand God's Word, and you've got to read it and hear it. It's kind of a frustrating thing when somebody might come up to me and say, you know, that was a good sermon today. I really needed to know that you read. And I think to myself, you know, you shouldn't have waited for me to read it to you. You should have already read it. You should have already known what it said. And we should. We should know what the Bible says. Rick Warren says you can't fight the devil without ammunition. And your ammunition is right here in this book. That's what Jesus did. He didn't fight the devil. He just quoted Scripture. And the devil had to go away. There's a man who liked to study the Bible, but he didn't really understand a lot of it. But he had this friend who had studied the Bible and knew quite a bit about it. So whenever he ran into one of these verses he didn't understand, he'd go to Charlie and say, Charlie, what does this mean? And then when he'd find another verse, he'd go to Charlie and say, what does this really mean? I don't understand. Finally, during a quiet time one day, he heard the Holy Spirit say, why don't you ask me? I am the one who is teaching Charlie. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to guide you to some specific verses in the Bible that may apply to whatever situation you're handling at the moment. We need to appreciate the Bible. We need to commit the Bible to our hearts. We need to know what's in that Bible. We need to follow God's Word. And that is the main emphasis of Psalm 119. Follow God's Word. We tend to fill ourselves up with mental and emotional junk food every day. We're on Facebook and Twitter and all these things. We fill ourselves up with all kinds of junk information when we should be filling ourselves up with spiritual information. We should be feeding our spirit. We need to do better at that. We need to read and study the Bible. We need to know God's Word. We need to know it well enough where when the devil approaches you, you can quote something to him and he's going to turn and run because he can't stand up to God's Word. Don't think you can fight the devil on your own. It's not going to happen. You need ammunition, which means you need to know the Word of God. So I encourage you to start today. Take 15 minutes out of your day, sit down, open your Bible, and read it. And if you don't understand it, ask somebody. Or look it up. You can find all kinds of information, again, on Google. Commentaries, people's opinion of what it says. And then maybe you can form your own opinion. But you've got to read it and study it to be able to do that. And that's important. We have to know our Bible. We have to know the Word of God to survive in today's society. Amen?